Hello everyone, I am Roger Pipe of RogReviews.com. Welcome back to part 9 of our 2017 Avian Awards podcast series. Something we do every year where we take an in-depth look at the Avian Awards, the categories, the voting process, and all of that good stuff. We've already covered about 75% of the categories, so we will be working hard to get through here. Maybe the next couple of podcasts do a special one on the contest that we have, the Pick the Winners contest. If you go to Roger Views, you can play along at home with the awards on the 21st and see if you can win some fantastic prizes. Let's just get the stuff out of the way. Love feedback. Roger at RogerViews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter, or just the feedback button at the bottom if you hear something you like, hear something you don't like, anything you want, give us the feedback. We love it. Sponsorships available. At this point, we're, more than halfway by, but if you still would like to drop a little something into the sponsorship hat, I can mention your website or your company or whatever you want, or just your favorite performer if you want to do that. Drop me a line at any of those places and we'll talk about it. Our sponsors, of course, the Lachlan McLeod Show, fantastic podcast on living life with a disability, and he covers a lot of great adult topics. Does a good job. Also, IAFD.com. XBiz award winning IAFD.com. Congratulations. The most important porn website on the planet, bar none. And then take a look over at RogerViews.com, of course, and Pipeline Multimedia. We're moving along. If you go over to AVN.com, click on awards, nominees, and go quite a ways down the list now, you can follow along with us. We just finished with Best Director last time. And now we're going to move on. We will be saving some of the big ones for the end, so like Female Performer of the Year, we've moved past if you're on the list. Mainstream Star of the Year, not my favorite category usually, because as I've said for the last couple years, I think we've moved past the point where getting some mainstream coverage is award-worthy in the industry. We've got porn performers who are writing books, who are producing plays, who are doing mainstream films all the time, and it's not... I don't get the category, usually. This year, there's a nominee here who I absolutely think deserves it. Asa Akira, again, Asa's written books, she's doing great things, obviously huge, huge accomplishments. Joanna Angel, Julia Ann... I'll just read them off. Samantha Bentley, Carter Cruz, Skin Diamond, who's gone into a music career, Jessica Drake, who's become quite the educator, Manuel Ferrara, Caden Cross, Jiz Lee, Kieran Lee, Christy Mack, Nikki Phoenix, Tasha Rain, Jackie St. James. Lots of people were involved this past year in defeating Prop 60, the condom law that essentially would have killed the porn industry in California and probably splintered it to the point where it would have been unrecognizable. A lot of people worked on that, okay? But Julia Ann took the lead on social media and really ran with the ball at a time when it looked like it was an absolutely losing cause. I said so in a podcast. I said there was no way we were going to win at the ballot box. We could not win. We didn't have the money. We didn't have the hearts and minds. It was not going to happen. It did happen. I was wrong, and wonderfully so. And Julia Ann had a ton to do with that. She has long been a great ambassador of this industry. She's a great performer. She's a really nice person. She's a good actress. She's beautiful. And now she really put herself out there. And for that, that's the kind of mainstream coverage that absolutely deserves to be talked about and awarded. And for this year, I'm really glad, and I truly hope she wins. And again, I don't say that to take away from anything anybody else did to work. To fight against Prop 60, because everybody talked about it, fought for it, fought against it, fought for the cause, and really came together, and it was beautiful. But I really hope that Julia Ann gets an award for it. Next up, Best Male Foreign Performer of the Year. Mike Angelo, Christian Clay, Danny D, Chris Diamond, Pablo Ferrari, Joss LeCaf, Mooger, Neo, Mark Rose, Ryan Ryder, Sabby, Yannick Shaft, Rocco Siffredi, George Uhl, and Nacho Vidal. I always call this the Rocco Siffredi Award because I think they did separated him out so that he wouldn't win every year as best male performer, because he's such a legend. Still very good, but there's a lot of good performers in this category. Nacho's very, very popular and high energy. Joss Le Caff is good. Danny D is very good. Christian Clay is really good and doing some really beautiful stuff for Tushy. He's certainly got a shot. So you can always pencil in Rocco, but there's some good alternatives. Male Performer of the Year, we're going to hold off to the last one. We'll do the same thing with MILF Performer of the Year. Now we'll do MILF. We'll do MILF. Again, I think some of the best performers in the business are now in this category. And it's good to see. Let's see. Ava Adams, Julia Ann, Veronica Avilov, Brianna Banks, Mercedes Carrera, Ryan Connor, Sherry DeVille, Nina L., Alexis Fox, Francesca Lay, Brandy Love, Kendra Lust, India Summer, Dana Vespoli, and Jodie West. I cannot get over that Dana Vespoli is in the MILF category. I know she is, but to me she still looks like she's about 22 and is just so fun and full of energy that, plus I guess it just means that I'm really, really fucking old. I just spent several minutes raving about how great Julia Ann is. You can put her at the top of my ballot for this category as well. She's gorgeous. Her body's amazing. Her performances keep getting better. She did some nice acting work as well this year. So she'd be one of the favorites. I really like Veronica Avilov, and she did a couple of really good scenes that sort of snuck under the radar. Brianna Banks had a big comeback. Didn't do a whole lot of stuff, but obviously you've got a legendary performer coming back, and that's big. Same thing with Ryan Connor. She did a little more, and she's super, super crazy filthy, which helps her. Sherry DeVille, Nina L., Alexis Fox, all favorites. Wouldn't be surprised to see the winner come out of one of those three women. Francesca Lay, I have always loved her. She is really, really fantastic. And also great behind the camera, and again, not a performer that's afraid to do just about anything. India Summer, one of my 10 favorite performers in the business. Always, she slowed down a bit, but she still does great work all the time, looks beautiful, is a sexually dynamic performer, and fantastic. Same thing with Dana Vespoli. This is a good category. I mean, if you take, let's just take Julia, Brianna, Ryan, Nina L., Francesca Lay, India Summer, and Dana Vespoli. There's seven performers. That's seven really, really, really good ones. Maybe Julia Ann wins here too. A little bit of nod to her great work on the proposition, but also for her outstanding performances. Going back to a scene award, the most outrageous sex scene. This is another one I'm always interested in, is how do my fellow voters vote on these? What are they really thinking in terms of what makes something outrageous? You've got Alyssa Hart, My Taboo Life as a Pregnant Teenage Whore from Blaze Cities. Alyssa Hart and Little Huff in Fuck My Midget Brother. Okay. When it comes to outrageous, a pregnant woman having sex with a little person who's playing her brother. That kind of covers it. I suppose if you threw, you know, if one of them was a different race than the other, you could throw an interracial. Fuck my midget interracial brother or something to that effect. But that's pretty out there. Anal Prose from Bam Vision. Roxy Ray and Mick Blue in the one-man DP. It was interesting. Animals from Belladonna. Sasha Hart and Tommy Pistol. The Sheep and the Anal Shepherd. I reviewed that scene and posted it. Sasha Hart as a sheep is interesting and odd. Deception, a XXX thriller from Kink. Veruca James and John Paul the Pope in Deliverance XXX. Deception was quite a movie. It was really well shot and nicely paced and a very intense, scary movie. The sex for me was way over the top, but I recognize that for the genre it was outstanding. I guess that makes it outrageous. It was it definitely crosses that consent line. Holly Hendricks' Anal Experience, Holly Hendricks, Adriana Chechik, Marcus Dupree, and Creamy Bottom Fun Ball Happy Time. That should win for most outrageous title. Horny Cuckold Bitches, Aiden Starr, Evil Angel, Aiden Starr, Javon Jordan, and Slave Fluffy. How the Grinch Gaped Christmas, The Grinch's Shithole Grew Three Sizes That Day, Joanna Angel and Small Hands. I Watch Black Men Fuck My Wife's Asshole from Dog Fart with Leah Falcon, and a bunch of MILFs, Old Men and Young Whores from Burning Angel, Nursing Home Orgy Grannies Violated Again from Vivid. That was very interesting. Only Adriana Chechik Extreme from Cherry Pimps. Extreme candy fucking. Okay. Squirting Sex Parties from Immoral. Those are always fun. The 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles and Other Porn Parodies from Wood Rocket. The Strokeymon scene. This Ain't American Horror Story. Penny Brooks and Scott Lyons in Nothing Like Blowjob from Conjoined Twins. They shot that so that it looked like Conjoined Twins. That was pretty weird. True Anal, Vicky Chase and Mike Adriana from Ass Butter Palooza. Yeah, lots and lots of butter. Now the question is, what is the most outrageous? It's pretty tough to beat the whole midget brother pregnant thing for that. In terms of how hot the sex was, wow. The Joanna Angel Small Hand Grinch scene was really hot. The Dog Fart Leia Falcon scene was very hot. Yeah. I guess, is it the best outrageous scene or the scene that is the most outrageous? Transsexual Performer of the Year. This, of course, is an award that has been lobbied for. Last year at XRCO, it was lobbied for very poorly. And perhaps one of the biggest blunders I've ever seen in the industry in terms of how not to get what you want. It is something hopefully we're still talking about and considering, but for now, not on the list, but it is for AVN. Michelle Austin, Aspen Brooks, Jesse Dubai, Jessica Fox, Foxy, Aubrey Kate, Nina Lawless, Kelly Locks, Venus Lux, Chelsea Marie, Sunshine Monroe, Chelsea Poe, Domino Presley, Isabel Sorrentini, and Stephanie Special. Again, what's the audience looking for? Are they looking for feminine beauty? Are they looking for a big dick? Are they looking for transsexual performers who bottom well? Transsexual performers who top well? What are they looking for? And I honestly don't know. And this is one of those categories that I've long said, because of the weighted voting system, where I believe there's 15 here. So whoever wins gets 15 points. Whoever's at the bottom gets one. This is where name recognition probably helps for someone who doesn't watch a lot in the genre, hasn't seen a whole lot, and they're going to go with the name that they know. I wonder how that works with categories like this and like BBW Performer of the Year, the ones that we don't see a whole lot of. I wonder how much name recognition comes in, because you've got some very well-known performers on the list. From stuff that I've seen, performers who do well. Aubrey Kate seems to do really well. Stephanie Special always gets recognition in this, because Stephanie was part of our fantasy football league a couple years ago, and we always appreciate people who participate. So there's that. Once again, we're going to do a quick mention of our sponsor, the Lachlan McLeod Podcast. Please listen to Lachlan's podcast about life with a disability and other things. Visit IAFD.com, visit RogReviews.com, visit PipelineMultimedia.com, and if you'd like to sponsor this, see your name here, have links and banners below, drop me a line. We can probably do a special reduced price, because we're just about done with this year's podcast series. Okay, and that's it for the video categories, except for the big ones that we'll do in a separate one. So moving on to web and technology, I'm not sure how many people really pay a lot of attention. This is where it sort of gets sort of insidery. And I think XBiz is even more insidery because it's more behind the scenes. But like Best Affiliate Program. There's a couple here that I use. A lot of cam stuff now. The Best Affiliate stuff has really moved away from the video more onto cams, like Cam Builder, Chatterbait. I don't see StreamMate on here, which is too bad. Fame Dollars, that does Girls Way and does Burning Angel and does Evil Angel. I did pretty well with them. Best alternative website. This is interesting, because I think this is where the industry is going. It does seem to be a catch-all category, but clipsforsale.com. I think, and this is something we talk about with our PR clients, if you're going to have a career in the industry, you need to think about Clips stores, because it's content you can shoot yourself. If you're a female performer, or even a male performer, you can shoot solo stuff. You can do content trades, all that stuff, and keep it, and then you continue to make money long after you've shot the content. Where if you go get paid, shoot, yeah, it's easier. You get paid right there, but then other people make money. So Clips for Sale is a really great model, and I think it's where the industry is going. Kink.com, they're so mainstream, they're almost not alternative anymore. They are still the go-to BDSM site. The quality is outstanding. They get the biggest stars. They do some crazy stuff. MemeBitches.com, which is very niche-oriented. Glenn does that stuff really well. MrSkin.com, which is a great, has been for a long time, a huge mainstream nudity site. My Fetish Live, Plumper Pass, Pure TS, R18, Scale Bustin' Babes, Severe Sex Films. I love the people at Severe. They're great people, and they're good filmmakers, and they love this kink, and they're good people. I like seeing how much better their stuff has gotten. They just keep getting better, and it's not easy to do. You know, profits are shrinking. It's hard to make stuff look good, and they do a great job of it. T.S. Jesse, Twisted Visuals, Wendy Williams, Triple X, Women by Julia Ann, and Wood Rocket. Wood Rocket's really creative and really fun and just sort of does a little bit of everything. I really like the vibe that they bring to what they do. Lots of T.S. stuff on here. I think it's tough. You got someone like Wendy Williams who's been in the business for a long time, and that site has to go up against Kink.com or MrSkin.com. This is an interesting category. Women by Julia Ann. Julia Ann has started shooting girl-girl stuff, and it's very good. So, you know, Clips for Sale to me is the best alternative. But again, it depends, I guess, on what you're looking at. If you love BDSM, well, then Kink and Severe Sex are up there. If you like Big Women, Plumper Pass, and Scale Bustin' Babes. So, kind of an interesting mix of category. Best dating website. I don't know. I've been married for 25 years. I'm not using any of these things. I've heard of them. I've looked at a few of them. Have thought about reviewing them. If any of you feel like it, you know, or use them and want to do that, that's fine. Best membership website. How are we on time? We're good. All right, we'll keep doing these things. Best membership website: Bang.com, Black.com, B-Scow, Brazzers, Burning Angel, Evil Angel, Forbidden Fruits, Girlfriends, Girls Way, Hard X, Jules Jordan, Porn Pros, Sex Art, Tushy.com, and X Art. Some great websites. Black.com and Tushy.com and Vixen.com are some of the best looking stuff in the industry right now, no question. Evil Angel's a great website. Burning Angel's always a lot of fun. Brazzers, I think, is an outstanding site. Jules Jordan has some of the best stuff on the planet. It just kind of depends on what you're looking for. I guess what I find interesting is that Black.com does one thing. It does one thing really well, but it does one thing. Evil Angel does about 15 different things, and they do 15 different things exceptionally well. Some things they do amazing, but because they do so many different things, maybe you don't like some of those things. So which is it? And same thing with Girls Way. Great site, great creativity and performances, but if you don't like girl-girl sex or you get bored with it, that's all you got. So, you know, the look of Black.com is impossible to beat, but I think JulesJordan.com would probably be my pick just for variety. Best porn star website: Allison Tyler VIP, Annabelle Peaks Triple X, Bangin' Porn Stars, which is Derek Pierce, Dana De Armand, Danny Daniels, Dillian Harper Exclusive, Fall in Lovia, Jessa Rhodes, Jessica James Triple X, Morgan Lee Triple X, Nicole Aniston Penny Packs, Tasha Rain, Val Nappy, and VeronicaRodriguez.com. I haven't done a website review in a long, long time. It's just, I found that it took me too long. I was not able to find a short way to do it. It ends up taking me about three times as long as doing a movie. And so I haven't done a lot of them. I know the stuff that Pooba does, like with Dana's site and Allison's site, they're really clean. They do great, beautifully shot stuff. But this is one of those categories I think always goes to whoever it is you like. You know, I really like Morgan Lee. I'd probably vote for her or Dana D'Armon, because if I'm going to spend time watching somebody, that's who I'm going to watch in this category, or Valentina Nappi. Best Solo Girl website, same thing here. Ariel Rebel, Brianna Lee, Brianna Jordan, Brycey. Brycey's stuff is really interesting. I caught a DVD that she did. It's really good. I like it a lot. Catalina Cruz, Harriet Sugar Cookie's really cute. I love MyLindsayAddiction.com, which is Lindsay Lee, a great title. And Vicky at Home, which is Vicky Vett. Very, very tough to beat her. She's been around a long time. I really have seen the Brycey stuff because of the DVD, so that sort of makes it a favorite in that. There's Best Virtual Reality Innovation Site. You know, it's nice to see GameLink VR on here. They've really spent a lot of time and effort on their stuff. But Best Web Director is kind of the big one in this bunch. Shelby Black, Barrett Blade, Brett Brando, Ray Dark, Just Dave, Dennis DeFrancisco, Ike Diesel, Five Star, Steve Holmes, of course, a longtime performer. Eric John's on here. John Paul the Pope, Craven Moorhead, Tim Von Swine. The difference here is it's not like a DVD with a director's name on the box. A lot of times you have to kind of seek out who the web directors are, and that's not easy to do sometimes. So again, I think name recognition probably helps in this category. You might have some people who, like Steve Holmes is a great performer. He's probably got a lot of fans and people who really respect his work on the voting committee. Glenn King has been doing this for a long time. People love his stuff. Same thing with Brett Brando. Obviously, I think Tim Von Swine is one of the best shooters in the business, has been for a long time. He's diversifying his career to shoot web stuff and to shoot his chubby guy porn on his clip store, and he's a great guy. You know, I think he does outstanding work. For a long time, he was he and Mike John worked together. He did a great stuff for Shane's World. He's had a great career, so I like to see that. Kind of finish up all this other stuff and then do one final one on the big awards and then on the contest. There's other things we vote on, just so you guys know. Pleasure Products, so Best Condom Manufacturer. Best Enhancement Manufacturer. That would be fun. Anybody want to spend the year working with RogerReviews.com to test out enhancement products? I think that would be really, really interesting. Not something I want to do, but maybe it's something one of you would like to do. Best Fetish Manufacturer. Best Lingerie and Apparel Manufacturer. Again, what lingerie do you guys like? Best Lubricant Manufacturer. That, of course, is the big joke. We used to get a big box of it from one of the companies to sort of make fun of our marathon porn viewing. Then they've got Best Pleasure Product Manufacturer, large, medium, and small. You know, Fleshlight, for example, the largest companies like Doc Johnson, Adam and Eve, Cal Exotics, Fleshlight, NS Toys, Sports Sheets, Topco. Go down to the small manufacturers, you're looking at B-Vibe and Motor Bunny. Sibian, that's interesting. Sibian's a small company, I guess. They've got Best Retail and Distribution, Best Retail Chain. Honestly, those probably have to be dying out. Best Web Retail Store. That's the last one, and then we'll call it quits. AdamandEve.com, AdultEmpire.com, DallasNovelty.com. Congratulations, they're great. GameLink.com, My Pleasure, My Pleasure Box, Me Porn, Nighttime Toys, Pop Porn, Porn Penthouse Store, Sex Toy, She Vibe, Sugar Instant, Vibrators, and X-Rent DVD. Some good ones there. I mean, I've done work with GameLink for years. I've done work with Empire for years, with Sugar as well. Some good sites there. I wonder, as we're moving on, where do people watch? We know that people are getting it free. Beyond that, there's still people spending money on this, and how are you doing that? Are you doing it VOD? Are you doing it unlimited viewing sites? Are you doing it individual performer sites? How do you watch your porn? There's the final one. Again, please visit Lachlan McLeod for his amazing podcast. Visit IAFD.com for all your porn needs. Visit RogReviews.com to read my reviews of your favorite adult movies and scenes and toys and such. And if you have any porn PR or marketing needs, drop a line to PipelineMultimedia.com. I am Roger Pipe. I can be found at RogReviews.com, Rog at RogReviews.com, or Roger T. Pipe on Twitter. There's an Instagram out there somewhere, too. Roger Rules over on YouTube, where you can find some of these podcasts soon. Appreciate your feedback, and we'll be back for one more with the big ones, and then the contest, and then sort of a wrap-up after the awards next week. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.